Welcome to the Garrett Murray Podcast, episode 15. Wow. We've made it. We've crossed the line. We're in 2007. We're past episode 14, that bastard of an episode.
Why? That was a great episode.
Well,
along with episode 14.
Yeah, you would like it, but I didn't.
Wait, what does that mean?
I'm not sure, actually. I have built-in rage today. I woke up on the wrong side of the bed, and so all day I've just been angry.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah.
That's awful.
Yeah. It's kind of a reverse of normal life. I'm happy about bad things and angry about good things.
Good.
No.
Good. No, that's good. Well, it helps in some ways.
Yes, you're right. It does, actually.
If you're annoyed by other things.
I ordered lunch today by screaming at someone, and then I ate it by throwing it against the wall and eating it off the ground.
Nice.
Yeah. That's actually kind of an interesting day, to be perfectly honest.
Well, yeah. I think that is always the case, that being angry and upset does make your life more interesting.
Yeah. I mean, if all you do is sit happy all day, then what's the point?
Boring.
Yeah. I'd rather, like, burn myself with cigarettes and run around in circles.
Yeah.
Yeah, so here we are, 2007. It's only January. What's it's or whatever. But I'm feeling very worried about 2007.
Why?
Well, because it's probably going to be similar to 2006.
I don't know. 2006 was a good year for me.
Yeah. See, I aged. I don't know if you did, but I got older, and
no.
That sucks.
I have this anti-aging cream
uh-huh.
that I You rub on the back of your knees.
Oh, is that Dr. Brambleberry's?
Yes.
Aging cream? Interesting. Yeah, I used that for an itch once. It got it. Yeah, got
oh,
rid
really?
Of it. Yeah, I got rid of it.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've only used it for the anti-aging.
Yeah, it's working. You do look, actually, you even younger.
It does make,
now?
I have the physique of a 14-year-old now.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. Actually, it's kind of a little too young.
Yeah, it's getting there now that I think about
it. Awkward.
Yeah, do you go to, at work, they must be concerned. No?
A little bit. They're like, Sean, I bet
your mom is thrilled, though. You're like turning back into her little boy,
Right, it's true. Yeah, in a few more days, a few more applications, I'm going to be 7.
Wow. And, so are you eventually going to turn into a fetus?
Yes.
Oof.
Yeah, it'll just return me right back.
Wow.
To the cellular form.
Do they make a de-aging cream? No, wait, an aging cream?
I don't know. If you reborn yourself and then reverse that, wouldn't that be like dying, though? If you like unborned?
I think we've touched on a very mathematical thing now. I feel like there's a lot of infinite loops happening in my brain,
Yeah, it's getting confusing.
It's like a chicken and the egg sort of thing. Is Sean alive or would you say when you're born?
Or unborn.
You're unborn?
Unborned.
Unborned.
If you re-unborn yourself.
And then you could become undead like a vampire? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, sort of. It'd be the opposite of a vampire.
Dude, that cream kicks ass.
It also tastes good.
So I got to say, I want to take a moment, and I know at the end of episode 14, the last episode of 2006, we took a moment and we were talking about how we were really happy of how the podcast went and everything, but it was a lie. I was lying.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
I'm happy with everything except one thing.
What's that? I feel like you don't leave me hanging here. What's that one thing?
I don't like my own voice.
Oh.
Yeah. I want to get rid of it.
Well, maybe we should we could just apply some filters to your voice.
Okay. I like that idea. I'd like to sound totally different. And also, are there filters for personality? Could I, like, make my whole thing different?
Yeah, we could make you funnier.
Oh, see, that's what I want. Because we've been getting feedback that's saying, comedy's going downhill. If you change Garrett for a wholly new person, much funnier.
Yeah, can you replace Garrett?
Mm-hmm.
It seems to be the biggest feedback we've been getting. Started off good. Now, what's with all the...
Yeah, it's just going down. What's with Garrett?
Yeah,
what's the point?
What we should do is we should pitch up your voice a little bit and add a little reverb.
Okay,
and then... You like that?
I do like this, actually. It makes me feel new, Like, I feel like we could do anything. Let's talk politics. Hey, what's with the Congress? Hey.
Yeah, but you don't read the newspaper, though.
No,
so
I don't.
You don't know what's going on.
No idea.
Maybe you should come up with a new name too.
Oh, okay.
Blitzkrieg. Randy. What?
Randy. Okay.
Randy.
Yeah, we'll go with Randy. Yeah.
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 Sort of, ambiguously, we don't know if guy or girl.
Oh, excellent.
I think that would be in your favor.
If there are no knowns about me, I become intriguing. And if I'm intriguing, then people are.
It's like, who's this Randy? Ooh, Randy? Randy's making me Randy, yeah, you know? See?
Randy
the double.
It's Krieg podcast. Right. And people will be like, I have to listen. Who is he? And we can slowly reveal my identity over time.
Well, now I'm getting jealous because now I want a little.
It's not going to happen.
A little something.
No, you're Sean Morrison.
Can I get a little filter on me?
All right, fine. Let's try.
Delay here, maybe?
Let's try this. All right.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, I like that.
Oh, I like this too.
It's the Randy Blitzkrieg and Sean Morrison podcast.
Well, I need a new name now too. Oh, right. Something more fitting. This.
It's the Randy Blitzkrieg and Tits McGee podcast.
I like it. I like Tits McGee.
Hey, Tits.
I already have a shirt that says it on the name.
Yeah, that's actually really convenient. I didn't even realize how well that worked out for you.
Yeah. All right.
Woohoo! 2007. This podcast is gonna kick ass.
It is gonna dominate.
Sweet.
So I've joined a group.
Oh.
It's a Wii therapy group.
Oh, the Nintendo Wii?
Yeah.
Hmm.
And not for playing it. I don't have one.
Oh, right.
And I've been trying to get one.
Yeah.
And so it's a group that we meet at the local church.
Mm-hmm.
And they have coffee and some donuts.
Okay.
Actually, they have the Munchkins.
Oh, that's cheaper. The little ones?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was my turn to bring them last week.
You just got the Munchkins.
Yeah. But you know, we all gotta get, you know, form a circle,
right.
And we, you know, it's all anonymous, no last names.
Oh yeah.
And we just talk about our stories about how, you know, I was right behind the last person who got one, stuff like that. And, I've met some great people.
Yeah.
Who all, you know,
and you just
also don't have any Wiis.
Right.
Either.
You're all like Wii-less.
Wii-less. You know, it's good to share the stories.
Yeah, like those early morning lines and...
Yep, getting the all that stuff. And what sucks, though, is that this is an ongoing trend where when people finally get one, they come to the meeting, hold it up, and say, screw you, suckers.
Yeah.
And then they grab the donuts and leave.
Oh, that's uncalled for.
Yeah, so it's a little vindictive, but I plan on doing the same thing once
I
get one.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
that'll be sweet.
But yeah, so it's fun. At least I'm glad that the community has found a place for us.
Right, it's good to have somebody to talk to. You know, you wouldn't want to sit alone in your apartment at night crying in the corner because you don't have a Wii. I mean, you do that as well, I would imagine.
Yeah, surprisingly, before there even was such a thing as a Wii, that still was the case.
I know, it was a very serious problem.
But
I was like, dude, what is the Wii? And you're like, I wish I had it. And then I found out it was a game console.
And then you bought one.
Yeah, and I bought one. Yeah. No problem. And then here you are crying in the corner. Still, I didn't quite understand.
Yeah.
I mean, the Wii is really fun. It is really
fun.
Yeah,
so I've heard. Yeah, but so,
it's mostly just,
it's, you know, you tell who you're, you know, you say hi, you know, I don't have a Wii, and then you tell your story, and then usually it's just group cry.
Yeah.
Solid hour of group cry.
I think I might come along with you, though, just to, you know, see what it's like.
Yeah.
Just to see what it's all about.
It's a good time. It's a good time. Everyone's a pretty heavy drinker, though, ironically.
Oh.
Yeah, there's a lot of boozers there.
Oof.
But they have another group for that.
Oh, you just go right over to it
after later. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's good. At least I like the idea of group therapy, for less common things. I like that because there are lots of people with problems in the world. Like, you know,
not having Wiis
and
having AIDS in Africa.
Yeah. Rapists. These are all the exact same kind of people. So they should all get to be supported.
You know, I'm glad that we live in a country where there's sympathy for that.
So after much deliberation, it is time to announce the winner of the first Garrett Murray podcast official contest.
Wait, can we call it a contest officially?
Sure, why not? I don't know. People sent in entries. I guess that's as close as you get. I mean, there's no prize.
Right. There's that, and then we didn't do any one of those, like, you need not apply to not enter to win or something.
Right.
Or need not purchase.
No purchase necessary.
Yeah, but I think people should, because they could have emailed us for prize-winning vouchers.
Right.
We would have.
Well, technically, even the people who entered didn't have to buy anything. So I guess I think we're safe on that level.
True.
I mean, I'm not a lawyer.
No,
I'm seriously
we know that,
not a lawyer.
For sure.
Yeah. So I don't know if you remember this. You have a very short memory, I know. So
yeah, I'm a goldfish.
So the contest was to come up with what the Miss America or Miss Universe pageant was a cover-up for. And we received, 3 million entries, I think?
Roughly.
Yeah, something like that. It took us almost 5 solid months. We didn't go to work. We didn't do anything. We just read them.
Yeah, it was just, you know, we printed them all out and then, you know, we'd crumple one up and throw it into a garbage can if we didn't like it.
I had a dumpster outside because there were so many that we had to throw away. And then we burned them. It was nuts.
Then we whittled it down to around 100, 200,000.
Yeah, and we finally just picked one. We just picked one out of all of that. So the winner of the contest was Wes. He says, the Miss America pageant is a cover-up for something much worse than you would expect, and that it's run by and for the benefit of Scientologists. That scientists not only believe that aliens are real, they believe that they are watching all of us right now, which is pretty creepy on a side note.
Right.
The head alien requires a sacrifice of the most beautiful virgin in all of the world. So the Scientologists get together and make everyone think it's just a beauty contest. The rules all make sense. They have to be beautiful. They can't be married, supposedly, meaning they're a virgin. They have to have a talent contest. And then all of the judges are Scientologists, which is a little known fact. So the winner of the pageant then goes on to Miss Universe, where the aliens themselves, Donald Trump, actually judges. And the winner gets to be the queen for a year and then is sacrificed to the aliens in a week-long ritual in Roswell, New Mexico. What do you think about this? I mean,
I think because it started off as I was like, oh, that's funny. And then halfway through, I was like, okay. And then at the end, I think I agree.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure
it's less funny and more true.
I'm actually a little scared, to be perfectly honest.
That it might be true?
Yeah, that it might be true. Yeah.
I mean, he had some good points in there, I think.
Yeah, Donald Trump and alien.
Yeah, and the whole, I mean, some things may add it up.
Yeah.
Not saying I believe it, but I'm going to start a conspiracy website based on it.
All right, so congratulations to Wes. And here's your prize, Wes. I think it was supposed to be where
it's saying his name, I think.
Yeah. Right? Woo, 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 woo. Wes, like that. And then,
right. Oh, let me do that. All right, let me do the trumpet.
All right. Wes. So, how were your holidays?
Good.
Yeah.
Relaxing.
Mm-hmm.
Giftful.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, did I get anything good? Gifts. I got a wine cellar.
A whole wine cellar.
Yeah, which is funny. That's what they call it. They call it a wine cellar, which to me makes me think of the basement.
Right, the whole basement of a
building.
But
it's just a small refrigerator.
Oh,
that
for
holds
wine.
Nine bottles of wine.
Six bottles. You said nine for
wino. Yeah, it's true.
You just keep three on the side. Back up.
You can jam nine in.
You can get them if you have to. That's how they would sell it at the store to alcoholics. No, don't worry. You could cram as many as you want in here. It's cool.
Yeah, well, if you're really an alcoholic, you don't have six or nine bottles laying around.
Right,
you
know? That's true.
You don't
need to hang on
to a bottle.
Yeah.
So that was interesting. I mean, it sort of commits. I forget who said this to me, but someone said, now you have to either commit to being a wine connoisseur or an alcoholic.
Yeah, that was me. Yeah.
Oh, was it you?
Yeah, it was, actually. Yeah, because I feel like if you get a storage locker for wine, you're no longer just like, oh, occasionally having wine. You're planning wine.
Yeah, now
you've got it on hand. And so it's like you're on that. You're either from this point on, when you are in your apartment and someone goes, oh, man, should we like crack open a bottle of wine? You either have to do the whole smelling / whatever thing, or you have to already be drinking it out of the bottle in the corner.
Right.
Those are the two possibilities. So.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Did your parents give you that gift too? Wow.
That's
a good path. They're sending you down.
Yeah. Please drink booze.
Yeah. Here you go. Nine bottles at once.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's cool.
Yeah, it's actually pretty cool, though. My dad once did he went on a cruise, and he went to wine tasting class and sort of learned how you're supposed to, like, taste wine. And so he's done this once at a restaurant, and I've watched it. So now I have no idea what's actually happening. I just know what motions to go through. So on New Year's Eve, went out to dinner with some friends and I ordered the wine and they came over and it wasn't that fancy of a place, but I didn't go through the whole deal, but I knew everything to do. You do the, so you first they show you the bottle and you're like, yes,
that bottle will do.
Yes. Well, actually, yeah.
Is it just so that, I mean, cause I think a lot of times they're showing you because
I think it's mostly
to prove that it's the right wine,
to make sure that they're giving you the right bottle of wine. And then they put a little bit in the glass, and you and then first you smell it, because that's what you do. So I smelled it, and then what you're supposed to do is swirl it around a little bit,
uh-huh.
and then get it to go up the sides, And then you stop it and you watch as the tears, they call it, come down the side. And I have no idea what you're supposed to discern from that.
Thick, thin, what does it
mean? But you're supposed to look at them. And then you smell it, and then you take a little sip and you do the whole thing. And then you decide at that point, you're like, yes, thank you, I'll take this one. But I was really hoping I didn't like it, so I could be like, no good.
Not up to my standards.
Yeah, but so I know the whole...
weren't thick enough.
Yeah, no, exactly. And oh, the other thing is, you're not supposed to... I think this is almost become a cliche, and I think everyone knows this now, but you're not supposed to sniff the cork.
Sniff the cork, right, yeah.
You're supposed to touch it to make sure it's moist.
I put it in my mouth.
Yeah, I'm like,
this cork is good.
Mm-hmm.
I hope the wine tastes as good as this cork. Awesome.
Yeah. So that was my holidays.
Awesome.
Faking it through wine tastings.
Right.
And
that's fantastic.
And then just say something about the nose. Like, ooh, the nose.
Yeah, wow. Fantastic legs.
Legs. Oh, the nose.
This thing could, like, walk out of here with its legs.
Smell
a taxi with its nose.
It's very fat, too.
Yeah.
Fat legs.
What an ugly wine this is.
It's a big nose and a fat legs.
Fantastic.
It's like you're describing ugly people.
Yeah, basically. The better the wine, the uglier the person. Look at the boils on this face. Fantastic.
Yeah,
I'll take six glasses.
Picking random things to... Ooh, it's a stinky odor.
Yeah, ooh. Wow. It's peg leg? Is that a peg leg? Fantastic.
Nice.
Yeah, that's wine for you.
Oh, hey, Ralph. It's me, Jim, from high school.
Oh, hey, Jim. How are you?
Great.
Wow, I haven't seen you in ages.
I know, right? How's your wife, Becky, right?
Yeah. She's good. You know, baby number two is on the way.
Oh, congratulations. Wow, that's great.
Yeah, it's a handful, but, you know, we're enjoying it. What about you, Jim? You married yet?
Nah, still haven't met the right one, you know?
Yeah, dating can be a real nightmare. I remember back before I met Becky, it was rough. Really rough.
Yeah, it can be hard.
Really rough.
What do you mean, really rough?
Jim... Have you ever been to Vietnam?
What? No, why?
I'm just asking. So listen, before Becky, I did some things that, frankly, I'm not proud of.
Well, we all have things we're not very proud of, so...
Oh, yeah? Yeah? You ever been so horny you smeared grape jelly all over yourself? Well, have ya?
No! I don't understand why you would do that. What would that do?
It makes you sticky, Jim. Real sticky. You know what I'm saying.
I guess so. I don't... Well, look, the point is, I'm dating right now, and I'm seeing this girl tonight, so hoping for the best, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. I hope she's clean.
What the hell does that mean?
Well, I think we're both aware of the issues plaguing the dating.
Look, I don't know what you're talking about, all right? So I'm sure she's clean, though.
Yeah, well, you'll find out. You'll find out.
Yeah, hey, look, I gotta get going, so...
Hey, no, wait. You still working at the chemical plant?
No, I got laid off last month, so, they're restructuring the whole processing department, something, so... You know how it goes.
Bastards!
Yeah, it was rough.
You should do something about it.
Do something?
You know where the CEO lives? Is he married? Is he got kids?
I don't know.
We should kill his kids.
Jesus, Ralph, I'm not killing anyone.
Yeah, you say that now. You say it now, but it'll happen. Cause and effect, my friend. Think about it.
Hey, are you okay?
What do you mean?
Are you all right? You seem agitated. I'm a little concerned.
You ever jump out of a moving train, Jim? Well, have ya?
What? What the hell are you talking about?
Don't you ask me about my business.
Ralph, I gotta go. Take care of yourself, okay? I may call Becky, though. She may be in danger.
You stay away from my woman.
All right, will do. Take it easy. I gotta go.
Hey, wait. One more thing, Jim. Hey, Jim. Hey, Jim. Jim?
What?
You wanna buy a baby?
Goodbye, Ralph!
So I was in the tripod section, and there, it's in the digital camera area, which, as we all know, right after Christmas is like just bananas. People have Christmas money. They think there are sales. They want to buy everything. And there are no sales at B&H after Christmas because they don't need your business any more after Christmas than they do any other time. Right. Like they're it's working. You know what I mean? So there are no sales, but these people are acting like crazy people. I mean, they are just freaking out. There are lines 400 people long, and they're screaming, like, I'll take any camera you got. I don't care what it is. I'll throw it to me. And, like, you know, the guy was like, I've got a broken camera. He's like, I'll take two. I don't care. It's the most crazy. I've never seen people acting so insane before. And, like, the ironic part is they weren't even asking. It's not like people were asking questions, you know? Like,
they just wanted a camera.
They just wanted something right now. Like, they saw a line. They felt like, oh, that must mean that sale, it's a big sale. And they were just like, give me anything you've got. And people were, they were just crazy. Even in the tripod section, people were like, do you have this tripod? Do you have that tripod? I'll take any tripod. And
right.
He was freaking out. And the guys were all just inundated with this in their face. And they were just, they were
fear.
So afraid and pissed off. They just didn't want to deal with anyone. Like, the tripod guy was like, I don't have it. Get out of my face. I can't handle this.
Because
we were just going nuts. And the ironic part, obviously, is that, like you were saying, once I got past that,
right.
I was, like, out of there in 2 seconds. They just,
right.
like,
once
you, push you right
yeah, once you've got your product. Well, that's what's so weird about Christmas is that you shop for the entire month of December for other people.
Mm-hmm.
And then you spend a whole day opening gifts.
Right.
And you get all this stuff. And now you have all this stuff, but somehow, instead of being satisfied, it makes people want more stuff.
Yeah.
You're like, well, I just got a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
I could do better than this.
Yeah.
And so that day after Christmas, everyone, and it's not just people returning stuff, it's people buying new stuff.
I bought plenty of new stuff on that
yeah,
day.
And not even like accessories to your, you know, like, I got an iPod, let me get a holder for it. It's
nope.
just people buying TVs
yeah.
and like cars and
yeah.
just like big ticket. They just need more stuff. And I am not really criticizing people because I am just
right.
the same way.
Right.
The day after Christmas, I was like, yeah, I need more. I went and bought a mouse.
Right. I bought headphones. I have like 100 pairs of headphones. I was like, I'll take those. Give me more. Like,
yeah.
And there were, again, no sales, which is a weird common.
The prices actually go up
higher
sometimes
yeah,
after
yeah.
Christmas.
It's like a common misconception that people have that they feel like now. I think people think that as soon as Christmas is over, stores are afraid that they'll never sell anything again until next Christmas. Like the guy at Macy's is like, oh God, guys, it's Christmas season is over. So let's give it away. Give all our stuff away because we don't need it. But instead they're like, dude, everyone's going to shop tomorrow. Jack the prices up a little bit.
Right.
And they do. I mean, I walked by so many stores thinking these people all think they're getting a sale and they're getting nothing. But they put out signs that say stuff like, I bought a pair of Bose Triport headphones, the in-ear ones, right? Which are terrible. Do not buy
these.
You're
the second
headphones.
Person who said that.
Ugh, they are atrocious. I have the big ones. Those are great. Small ones, atrocious. But side note.
Right.
They're $99, right? That's the price everywhere in the world. They had a sign in Best Buy that said, sale, Bose Triport headphones, $104.99. And I went up to her and I said, those are $99. And she was like, oh, it's mislabeled. And she gave them to me for $100. But I mean, that was like sale, more expensive. And people were like, I'll take 6 pairs of tripod headphones. They're just going nuts. It's insane. People are insane. And yeah, I bought tons of crap that day, though.
But people are insane and so am I.
Yeah, I am. I admit it. So that was episode 15. That's like... We're like halfway
like
to 30.
Halfway, yeah, it's like half of 30.
Jeez. We might as well just call this episode 30, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah,
we're there.
You can imagine how good the next 15 will be.
It's exponential.
Where do you think we'll be at episode 30? Where do you think we'll be in our lives then?
We'll be on a golden staircase in the stars.
Wait, we're going to be dead?
Oh.
Maybe, no, I mean, if that's what you want, I'd prefer maybe just to, you know. Potentially, you know, we could be, maybe it'd be June, or maybe it'll be December, you know?
Yeah,
that's true.
I guess we did 14 last year, and this year the goal was to do 213, right? Is that the 213 episode?
214. Yeah.
Oh, 214, right.
Yeah.
So we're like 1/214th of there. So you're right. We could be done in June. It's possible. We could pump them right out. We'll just copy and paste a lot of the same bits just over and over.
Like, I'm just going to start recording my life
and
just edit the good parts.
Yeah, just cut out sleeping.
Yeah.
Put all
and
the
then
rest
I'll
in
just
an
be
MP3.
Like, listen to it.
Here you go.
You love it.
Yep. That's your common intro. Listen to it. You love it.
Yeah.
Like that. That's actually, you've trademarked You Love It.
Yeah, and I like to threaten people when I tell them what to do.
Yeah.
When I tell them, you know, about our
you
podcast.
You listen to this.
Like it.
Like it or else.
Yeah.
You're always, just there are a lot of threats that are looming, of, you don't know what they are. Like,
or else. Yeah, yeah. Very ambiguous threats.
You're constantly kind of like, you're like holding a knife. Not stabbing it at
right.
people, but you're holding it and twisting it a little.
Glimmering
right. the light off of it and reflecting it on people into their right. eyes, and they're like, "Oh, I'm blinded.
I'll cut you.
Yeah, I'll cut you.
Not
maybe.
With this knife.
Yeah, you don't know which one. Might be a cleaver. I like the threat atmosphere that you create, though.
It's, yeah,
everything's
it's
very
good.
On edge. You know, it's like 24, but in real life.
Yeah. So you know, it's like that tattoo I have on my side that says, "I'll cut you."
Yeah, that's a very frank tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
It's very literal.
It's true, though.
Yeah.
So there it was, episode 15.
Well done, sir.
Thank you. You as well. Good job.
Thank
good
you
work.
Very much. Good I work. Appreciate that. Welcome to 2007, officially. The Garrett Murray Podcast is hosted and sponsored in part by Segment Publishing, which is good news.
Yeah, that's great
for
that's
us.
That's very generous.
So for excellent web hosting, go to segpub.net.
Yeah, I've only heard good things.
Yeah.
And it's only producing good things like the Garrett Murray Podcast.
Excellent. And we'll see you later. This is it, and here we are.
And this is, you know, it's getting too easy, honestly. I think next episode, we should do push-ups
okay.
while we do it, just to kind of challenge ourselves.
Yeah, jog in place.
We're just pumping out gold here.
We are. It's definitely gold. I just dropped my gold on the floor.
Oh, God.
I'm going to go pick it up, and we'll check you guys later. Sorry.
Doesn't make any sense.
I don't know why that made me laugh.
I was ready to go for it. We'll go with it, though.
I don't know why that made me laugh, but there was something so ridiculous about the way that it sounded.